Good morning, Jeff Wilson here, and once again, I have guests within my studio. Today, I have Amy Brown, director of The Artist Knot, and Stephen Walker, owner of Walker Metalsmiths, to talk to us about the American Celtic Art Show coming to Andover. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
It is the day. This is coming into Andover, and what a prize thing to have here locally. First, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the American Celtic Art Show actually is.
The show was begun in the year 2000 when five Celtic artists got together at the Milwaukee Irish Festival, and having been sort of shut out of traditional art galleries, museum sort of settings, they found their own venue, and these are people from all over the country. They're used to doing like festival exhibitions and things like that, but they created their own show, and it was such a success that it's been in maybe 40 different venues over 12 years since then. And it was in Los Angeles last year, and I brought it to my store in Fairport during the month of March, and then Amy was anxious to have it come to Andover.
It's available going on through June 2nd, right?
That's correct. Starting tonight from 6 to 8:30, we're going to have the opening reception of the Celtic Art exhibit. And like Steve said, it has the five artists that we're touring. And then we also have some local exhibitors that are going to be added into the show that is exhibiting at Andover. We have Alec McRae from Alfred and his grandfather, Scotty McRae, who Steve, I think, will give us a little history background on that here in a little bit. And then also Jerry Brown of Andover as well.
Mm-hmm. Where is this going to be displayed at?
It's going to be displayed at the Artist Knot Gallery, in the main part of the gallery.
Now, explain to us some of the artworks that are going to be displayed during this.
A variety of traditional to modern Celtic artwork.
Well, there's some painting, there's some sculpture, mainly it's painting and graphics. You know, some of it's using the latest technology, computer graphics, and then others like Michael Carroll from Chicago. I mean, he's doing things Book of Kells style, pen and ink
all
on vellum.
Hand.
So it's really the full range of what really great Celtic artists are doing these days.
Now, everything's going to be at the Artist Knot, and it's going to be on display once again starting tonight, which is your opening reception, and that'll be all the way through June 2nd. Now, what are your hours?
We are open Tuesday and Wednesday, 11 to 4, Thursday, Friday, 11 to 5, and on Saturday, 11 to 3.
Now, do you guys have like a webpage?
Yes, you can visit us at www.artistknot.com, and the phone number you can reach me at is 607-478-5100.
You also find it on Facebook.
We are on Facebook as Artist Knot Gallery.
And then there's kind of a continuing Facebook page for the Celtic Art exhibit. American Celtic Art is the Facebook page.
Now, is there anything else that you want to talk about as far as your own shops?
Well, it's my specialty, you know, Celtic jewelry. And we have some certain amount of Celtic art. But Amy, she represents artists that are all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, we represent artists, local, national, and international artists. Wow. We don't necessarily just carry Celtic artwork. We have a wide variety of sculpture, oil, acrylics, artists from all over.
It's also a great place to get art supplies. She has some of the finest quality paint.
Yes, we do. We carry brushes from professional all the way down to children's art supplies.
Now, is there anything else you want to talk about as far as the Celtic Art Show coming into Andover that we've missed that we should really tell our listeners?
One of the reasons that it's coming here, I mean, this area is sort of a hot spot for Celtic art, and I think a lot of that goes back to there's a large number of people of Irish ancestry that settled here, but then in 1958, Scotty McRae began teaching in Andover, and he taught a number of people like myself and Jerry Brown, who became professional artists and used Celtic themes in their art.
Mm-hmm.
But he also exposed hundreds of students to this, and they make a very fertile audience. It's not something that's exotic here. It's something that's really part of our culture here, where other places it's maybe a little more novel to them.
Now, what year did officially Walker Metalsmiths open?
Well, I've been full-time self-employed since 1984. The store actually didn't open until sometime in the late 90s. But I've been involved with Allegheny Artisans continuously since the first Allegheny Artisans, which is 25 years now.
Wow. So. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in and talking with us. I hope you have a fantastic turnout for your event.
Great.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.